Welcome to the Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I am not Lucy.
Oh, you're right. We'll just upload a computer virus into the mothership.
I was going to do my living room like this.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Gatecast episode 73, take 2. Or, given the pre-recording errors, possibly about take 15 by now.
Oh, yes. We're having some real problems getting Skype to record.
I shall attempt to solve at my end. Of course, that would require me remembering the password on the FTP so I could upload it if I did record it. I think it'd be better off with us both recording, because that way, if one fails, odds on both failing, given that they're completely different operating systems and different software, are fairly remote.
That would be a good idea.
Not impossible, but fairly remote. I can be the backup recording device.
You get lured into a false sense of security when the recording software works so flawlessly for a good year. Mm-hmm. As a few of our listeners who were around in the early days knows, we had a lot of teething problems.
Yes. Well, that's back in the days when I was editing. Now we have a professional editor, i.e. you.
Yeah.
How to continue a television series after a major actor has left the cast.
Part 4, The Robin of Sherwood Method.
Remove the character from the scripts and replace him with an entirely similar character. Create a highly elaborate scenario that puts the new character into the same situation as the original.
The transition is completed when the replacement character adopts the same name as his predecessor. For more about British science fiction television, listen to the British Invaders podcast
at www.britishinvaders.com.
Right, shall we get going then?
Indeed. The first one's the second time, as I said in the tweet, I'm hitting the spacebar in 3, 2... One roaring line. Fade in on archaeological dig and a spade.
Yes, a typical English campsite in the summer.
No, don't be ridiculous. It's not raining.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can't see the porta potties in the background.
I can, I think. Actually, that looks like a skip in the far distance. It could be a hedge.
SG-11, Archaeological Survey, P3X-888, Dig Site 4. 5. Subject, Queen, Primordial Gould, as evidenced by the enlarged pectoral musculature and dorsal structure.
Although we could discuss something relevant to the episode. Sure, you guys, we were funnier last time.
Yeah, we probably were, yeah. More spontaneous, certainly. Daniel, yeah. And Rothman, yes. Digging in the sand.
I suppose I should have twigged Rothman, because, I mean, he's got a beard. They didn't make it too obvious by giving him a goatee, but Daniel wasn't really impressed with Rothman's suggestion of Cleo.
No.
I had actually forgotten, because obviously I haven't seen this since I saw it the first time, the last time we recorded. I believe you made a Kool-Aid comment at this point.
Wow. Nothing, not even trace amount.
We didn't find any Naquadin, Brutus, or Julius either.
That must become part of the Gould makeup later in the revolution. That's significant.
How so?
I have no idea.
Let's crate this one. Loader!
The ability to test for any substance by dropping it in a liquid and turning blue. Mm-hmm. Normally CSI or DEA do that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. And we have the swimming vision. Looks partially underwater.
Rothman's got a bit of power.
I love ordering those military types around.
Pocket!
So he's bossing the soldiers around.
And I now see your speculation about whether or not he was actually... Was he really Rothman at this stage?
It's a question that's left up in the air. You can really make your own mind up about it. But this is classic B monster movie. Don't show the creature if you don't have to. Saves money, that does.
It's not just saving money. I mean, whatever... It's like Alien. I mean, even with all due nods to H.R. Giger's design. Apparently he likes to be known as Giger, not Geiger.
No, that's his name. He should know.
Fair enough. But...
Well, that's a good one. I say, whatever it is, it moved quick and... Daniel, he's down for the count. He drags him off. Me like this one. Okay, first one's aired August 18th, 2000. It says, written directed by Peter DeLuise.
We have Peter DeLuise double-jobbing on this.
Oh yeah, two salaries. and a story consultant, and no doubt many other things. Probably the most highly paid person on staff at this stage.
Speaking of someone that's worked in the public and civil service for nearly 20 years and acquired any number of titles at various times, it doesn't necessarily mean you get paid anymore.
Well, that's true. When you see an actor in a series that's been going 4 or 5 years suddenly get a production credit, that's because they can't afford to pay him any more money.
Well, actually, what it means is what they're saying is, we've cut your salary, but we're ploughing it back into the show to make it better. So we're giving you a production credit because you are actually paying for part of it. Part of your salary is now, you know, stock options, yeah, like that Simpsons episode. And as I believe I said at the time, yay, Walter. And Amanda Tapping is back with Carter Superhold Moose again.
Yes, very long hair. They were saying in the commentary that they were actually starting to get some complaints that the Air Force would not let her have her hair that long in real life.
From actual Air Force personnel?
Yeah. Hmm. That's one thing about the show always did. It kept true to, well, not reality, but regulation.
Well, reality as it pertains to as much as it interacts with it and intersects with it as well. That can be a problem with setting a show. I mean, it can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing. Setting a show in sort of now, one, it can date it something terrible. And two, you can get people sort of going, no, that's not what actually happened.
Yeah, it's a bit of a problem, though, isn't it, for a show?
Daniel, you're still alive. That thing was dragging him.
You saw it?
Just for a second.
Request permission to lead search and rescue, sir.
But if I had a guess, I'd say it was an UNES.
If you're contemporary, you're fine. They have to now consider that, I suppose, when they're making shows. They have to think, okay, what if somebody wants to buy this on DVD in 10 years? Will it still be relevant?
Yeah. Well, it's rather depressing when you go back to a show you enjoyed when you were younger and realise that it's well past its prime and another show hold up very well.
This one, for example. Here we are, almost 11 years later, and it still holds up.
Big stinky monster. Makes no difference.
Indeed it does. These UNAS would be far more primitive and lack the regenerative powers of UNAS we have previously encountered.
So what would a primitive UNAS want with Daniel?
Question,
Sam. Actually be commenting on this again.
Yeah, what would a primitive UNAS want with Daniel?
I also recommend we take off right now, sir.
You have a go.
Thank you.
Have you seen Daniel? He's coming along nicely, the lad is.
He's not as buff as he may get later.
He's not as nerdy as he used to be either.
No, the glasses seem to have more or less gone. I mean, it's 2000. Couldn't he have got laser eye surgery? And surely the Air Force would pay for that.
Well, it's not exactly 50-50 if that actually ruins your eyesight or repairs it, but...
Come on a lot in the last decade. I mean, a friend of mine got it 15 years ago.
There was one of the calls into the GWC, I think. He was an artist and he had it done and it ruined his eyesight.
Fine, Walter.
Yes.
Fortunately, Walter doesn't actually have any lines in this episode.
All right, listen up. A little pressed for time here, so this is going to have to serve as your mission briefing. Daniel Jackson has been dragged off by a creature called an UNAS. This is search and rescue.
He's on screen, at least.
I wonder if he gets paid less if he's a non-talking role, because I know extras work like that. They get paid more if they actually get a line.
I suppose he may be in a position where they guarantee him 5 or 6 episodes, but they may not be talking roles, whereas a guest star or an extra are on a piecemeal basis.
I'm more convinced that Rothman was at this point.
You think?
Well, you see, compare Rothman...
Well, why would he want to go back?
...with his old character.
Yeah, but why would he want to go back to the planet? He's got free run of the SGC. He could leave.
Okay. That's a perfectly good theory there.
Oh, yes.
Shut it down before I even finish voicing.
Sorry.
Sierra Golf 119er, this is Sierra Golf 19er. Come in.
No one's there, Jack.
Sierra Golf Leader, do you read?
So the UAV has switched to automatic and is flying a search pattern. Nothing yet.
What I was going to say was, Rothman, they seem to have gotten smaller radios this season.
Yes.
Now, look at the position of the radio. Look at the position, because, I mean, if she's from middling chance, she's going to...
Are you cutting out or are you stopping?
You're
Sorry? Cutting out, aren't you?
Yes, I'm cutting.
Kill take point. Pierce, you got our 6.
Yes, sir.
Rothman, you're with me.
Yeah, this. I honestly don't know if you're cutting out or you just stopping talking.
I haven't spoken since. I said I was cutting out, yes. Are you hearing this?
Yeah, yeah.
Like we said, folks, this episode is clearly cursed with technical problems.
Okay. I know it seems completely unlikely that you understand a word I'm saying, but I've gone just about as far as I can go at this particular pace, so with your permission, I'm going to fall down now.
You see the way the light's reflecting there? That doesn't look like sunlight, because the angle of the shadows, that actually does which,
well.
And it's a very rare cinematography error in this show. But what I missed yesterday was Daniel saying, I'm going to fall down now.
Feel free to drag me.
Rest.
This is, nothing that you need to be worried about. This is, radio.
I mean, at this stage, we're not exactly sure what the motivations of this alien are, except that he's got a prize.
Yes.
This is Daniel Jackson, if anyone can hear me.
Daniel does actually sound... He's doing a good job of sounding exhausted, is Daniel.
Well, perhaps a method actor. He literally was dragged a few yards and stumbled.
Yeah, I'm not sure Michael will put up with that. Michael strikes me as someone rather fond of the comforts. I could be wrong. If we ever actually get to interview Michael, we can ask him. Well, if we keep going for another 5 or 6 years, we might actually persuade one of the actors. I'm sure Gary Jones wouldn't mind.
I'm good for another 10 miles.
Tilk leading the way.
By a considerable margin.
I suppose that's tracking, you know, in point. You don't want people tramping over all the prints.
Yeah, but is it good strategically to have Tilk that far ahead?
Well, yeah. If they were sure there was somebody after him, they'd have a man on point. That if he got shot, they'd have plenty of warning.
Agreed to go on point. Yes, you can be the receiver of the first bullet.
Yes. Yeah, you pray that the bad guys in waiting let the point guy go past so they can hit the main bunch.
Yes, but invariably with ambushes, they get both at once.
Yes, and the guy's bringing up the rear. He'll always run towards gunfire. Immediately 180 and run away from gunfire.
Run away. You know the runaway, I mean.
Right.
Yes. Rest. This is good. This is rest.
So once again, Daniel's trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
Yes.
The alien stopped, looked up at the moons of the planet.
Is this some sort of meditation or...
Why is Daniel's dictaphone in a little plastic baggie? And why then is he throwing the little plastic baggie away, thus indicating it was completely useless and littering an ecosystem which...
The inhabitants of the planet may be not very happy about that.
No.
This is Dr. Daniel Jackson. In case anybody finds this, I met a wonderful new friend, and he's taken me on a long journey to see his planet. I'm just making notes.
The inhabitants of the planet are largely Unus and Gould.
Yeah.
I don't think he really cares.
Should we just call the alien Chaka? Because we know that's what his name's going to be anyway. Instead of keep saying the alien.
You're just trying to save words.
It is, yeah. It's much easier. Chaka's making some sort of guttural sound, and whether he's praying or chanting or meditating of some sort.
And Daniel appears to have gone from archaeologist to cultural anthropologist.
Yes.
I am reminded of that line from Amanda Tapping's character in Emancipation.
Which was?
You show me an anthropologist that dresses like this and I'll eat this hat.
The costume.
Yes, the costume. A good start for Amanda, I thought.
Yes.
Shut up. I understood that.
I'm trying to make a reference. If it's out of episode, and I will try and reference the actor name rather than the character name, just to show that I do actually know them. It took me about 6 months. Difficult enough for me to keep one name straight in my head. Having people with two names is just complicated.
Yeah, true.
Chaka. Is that what you call yourself? Chaka? Daniel. I'm Daniel.
Chuck has something else?
It looks like whatever Chaka didn't like about the first encounter when he battered the radio away, he doesn't mind Daniel talking.
Yeah, so dictaphone not equal to radio.
It's perhaps because, you know, he resisted.
Those moons are closer together than they were earlier.
Oh, yeah, they're moving. It's not a painting, you know.
No, of course it's not a painting.
Shish. Shish, what is that?
Shaka, Kika. Shish. Shaka, Kika. Shish.
Yes, Daniel, don't push too hard.
I didn't actually see a sun up there. A solar body emitting gas, radiation, etc. Did that UAV jump a bit as it went across?
I didn't notice it. Could have done.
You're frightened. It's okay. It won't hurt you. It won't hurt you.
This is your chance, Daniel. Get in there. My people come to rescue me. Bow down. Or it'll rain fire.
Or propeller parts, anyway.
That's the problem when you don't really understand each other's language. You can't even threaten very well.
Sierra Golf 119er, this is Sierra Golf 119er. Come in. We're somewhere on your six, joining the search. Do you read?
I think Daniel is making the classic American on holiday mistake. If I speak my native tongue slowly and clearly, even though he has absolutely no point of reference whatsoever, and we're not even sure that Chaka is in fact male.
Oop, something swam through the water quick.
They will understand me.
Yes. The British version is to speak loudly and slowly, and then complain about Johnny Foreigner not understanding English while being in their country.
Yes.
Need water.
Yes.
A brief tale, you say?
It's not really relevant to the episode. Fair enough. To what you said, I'll tell you off air. Plus, that gets people sort of thinking, ooh, I wonder what they're talking about off air. Maybe I can email. You're not going to find out. If you email us, I might tell you.
Puny human needs water.
Or in this case, almost literally, puny human needs water. Bad
pun. No. I say, you don't drink water like that.
Given what's in the water, I suppose you really don't want your face too close to it, do you?
Well, it's not only that. Any National Geographic wildlife program has the picture of the zebra or the buffalo, you know, drinking at the water's edge and the croc coming up and grabbing the damn thing. You don't know what's in the water. So, in fact, at this stage, yeah, I assume they have tested the water.
Well, they have been there for a while, and Rothman was drinking from a canteen. About the percentage of water you get from your hands to your lips there is maybe 2.
Not a lot, is it?
No.
You'd think you'd have a flask, but then again, he wasn't expecting to have a journey.
He wasn't expecting to be sort of dragged.
They've probably got cases of Evian in the tents or something. Well, you didn't get very far, Daniel. The homage to Piranha. Our Jaws.
Yes. Sorry, I was going to mention that you mentioned it last time, because you remembered you mentioning it last time, so I mentioned it again. Yeah. Daniel, director praising Daniel for swimming with his hands tied.
In water, which was actually deeper than Daniel was tall.
I presume there's safety divers around. And then, of course, apart from that bit.
Yes. Not a large body of water, was it, if Chaka can run all the way around?
Oh, Chaka's quite fast.
Yes.
Should we?
No, he's not afraid of water. He's afraid of what's in the water.
Yes. Perhaps a touch of Jaws music on the audio at this point.
Whoa. Nasty stuff.
Keka.
Keka. Keka. Dead. Keka means dead.
You know, it did twitch for a bit. In theory, even though he's ripped it in half, it would live for a bit.
I say that you can tell the CGI is getting better every time they feature Gould Lava.
Was that CG? Well, I suppose the flying one was.
The CG.
Is that the animatronic or a sort of a latex model? No.
Right. I won't do that again.
You don't realise how little talking is in this episode, though.
No, you said that last time.
I know I did. You still don't realise it. And everything I repeat, and if you say you said that last time, it's going to get real old.
Okay, sorry.
We might even have gotten away with not actually the listeners realising this is a second run through it.
Apart from the fact that I said it about 10 times.
Yeah.
He appears to have been killed by a being of great strength.
What was Loader doing?
Packing up fossilized Goa'uld for transport back to Earth.
You guys weren't doing anything that would have provoked an attack?
I don't know.
You know, Rothman, I'm so glad you came.
Okay, then no. I doubt it very much. See, we've been at the dig for 3 weeks doing exactly what Loader's been doing. For 3 weeks.
This I said before. SG-1 are carrying P-90s this time in place of the MP-5s. This is the first episode where we saw this weapon. Chosen specifically because of its higher muzzle velocity and stopping power over the MP-5.
It appears to be consistent with that of an UNAS.
Can you track it?
Indeed.
Indeed.
Did he just say indeed?
He just said indeed.
We have an indeed.
As we remember, it took a lot of bullets to kill the last one, so Jack's thinking, better weapon, shoot less.
I'm surprised we didn't give Teok one of the super staff weapons.
What, one off the glider?
Yeah.
Yes, sling it on the back.
Well, Teok has shown himself to be more than capable of carrying great weight.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have a slightly shell-shocked guy.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know what happened after that. We got split up.
I'm human, honest. I'm me. Look, I look like me.
Yes.
The fact that I've got my collar turned up is in what's reasonably tropical temperatures.
Well, tropical for Vancouver anyway.
Yeah, that would be about 12 degrees Celsius for everyone else.
Yeah, around that.
Vancouver does use proper thermic measurements, doesn't it? Not those silly British Imperial ones.
I'm not sure.
I can't spare anybody to take you back to the Stargate. You're going to have to stick with us. Can you do that?
Hawkins, played by Barry Levy, or Levy. Done the usual appearances in various Canadian dramas, Psych and Millennium, etc., etc. Of course, at this stage, we don't know if Hawkins is suffering from shock at the loss of his men or there's more to it.
I'm thinking there's more to it. Maybe the Gould is... Bear in mind, this type of Gould has never taken a human host.
No, he's got none of the genetic memory that the System Lords have, so it's all new.
Mm. So it may take a while before it fully integrates.
Sir, I think we should rest.
All right, go to ground, boots on, no fire. I'll take first watch.
No, it's like somebody who's only driven an automatic being handed a stick.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, the one reason why at this stage I think Rothman is just plain old awkward Rothman.
Hey, Joe, my confusion was caused by the fact that he didn't... I mean, when he was in the SGC, he seemed very unsure of himself and sort of...
He didn't handle pressure very well, did he?
No. And there, he's quite happily barking orders at soldiers.
I think they played it for a bit human, like, you know, oh, I finally get to boss soldiers around and, they've got to do what I say.
Is this your cave? Your cave?
He was probably the lead scientist on this mission until Daniel came along.
Basically, the power went to his head.
Yes.
He starts interrupting and arguing with Daniel.
There you go, Daniel. Dinner. Roast Goa'uld.
Naan.
Food. While Chaka has the body. With the meaty goodness, Daniel just gets the head, the skull, or whatever is inside. Just certainly doesn't look appetizing.
I don't know, you wouldn't know. Properly roasted, those little stringy bits on the edge could be quite tasty.
Yeah, they could be, yeah.
Naan.
Like lobster, you know, if you just get the claw, you got to eat that. Well, no, you got to take the shell off it and then eat it.
I tried lobster. I'm not keen.
I've never had it.
Well, one of the four-letter cheap German food shops does a frozen lobster for a fiver.
For a fiver? Goodness.
Yep.
I remember the Simpsons episode when Homer got a lobster, saved it from being...
Yes. Your man then said, let's give you a nice hot bath.
Yes, and then cried all the way while he ate him.
How bawling his eyes are.
I know.
Are you going to eat all that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Tasty.
Oh, this is so good.
Car. Right, yes, toss the symbiote head. That's very, very popular. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, you see, right now, Chaka and Daniel's got a bond. They're laughing over past the food parcel.
Yes, and Shades of Enemy Mine here.
Indeed, that's another film that Peter DeLuise has used as a basis for the story.
So, triple jobbing. He did. He wrote it, he directed it, and he did the commentary.
Yeah.
And now we have the surprisingly non-lethal to Unus chocolate or candy. Or
in this day and age, of course, it would be a product placement piece of candy.
Yeah, I'm assuming there's rules about that.
Not anymore, there ain't. Have you seen all the adverts for the new Windows 7 phones appearing in all American shows at the moment?
Fortunately, no.
Oh, well. And this is a direct callback to the original movie where Daniel gave his prospective father-in-law a piece of candy. And you say, Banny way.
Mm.
And I say, during the war, the American and British pilots carried candy just in case they were shot down over enemy lines.
Then they'd probably just be shot and the candy would be taken.
Well, hopefully you gave the candy to civilians, not to German officers. It probably wouldn't work with German officers.
We can see traces of blue and dirt and...
Chaka now keels over because he was allergic to nuts.
And Chaka can apparently build a fire.
Well, that's it. And these aren't animals. These are primitive people. They are sentient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, of course, modern hippies would say they're not primitive. They are one with their nature.
True, yeah.
It's funny. I met my father-in-law like this.
Deliberate overemphasis there on the one.
Yeah.
You didn't appear to acknowledge. I didn't hear a groan. I thought he didn't pick up on that.
No, I get it now, though.
Well, yes, you've been beaten over the head with it, I'd hope so.
Rothman.
Is there something weird about Hawkins?
What? Colonel? You notice anything weird about Hawkins?
You're right, Jack, there is. It's a pity you didn't take any notice of your gut.
Yes.
And it's nice, he's actually talking to Rothman, because last time he had him under his command, or did he? He really hated his guts, or despised him even.
Well, we never got to see the interaction between Jack and Rothman on that mission.
No.
We just got to see the aftermath and the sort of quite severely pissed off Jack, kind of a god, bloody idiot.
To be honest, it was pretty much like O'Neill had with Jackson when they first met. You know, he had to prove himself in the field.
Or the desert.
Yes.
What is it? People. Yeah, give me a million-year-old fossil and I'll tell you what it had for breakfast, but I'm not too good at people. They're too recent.
Go to sleep, Sam. Ooh.
That was a... Oh, I didn't see that before.
Yeah, that pretty much confirms any speculation you had over...
No, I genuinely... How did I miss that? I must have been in the transcript.
Probably, yes.
I'm thinking, I'm sure I would have spotted that when we recorded this.
The species structure, as well as their ability to blend. Obviously, the owners who were taken over must have figured out how to work the Stargate and left, but...
Now, whatever this cave is, it's got pictograms covering every wall, so it's been used for many generations.
Indeed.
Pictures of an egg with a symbiote coming out, and pictures of Unas with symbiotes in them, so they're aware there's danger out there.
Yes.
Daniel's pointing out that the necklaces they wear are probably protection.
I suppose around the neck, especially the nape of the neck, would be one of the few sort of soft places on Unas' hide.
Some of the Aboriginal Unas must have realized their kind were being taken over and taken refuge in these caves.
As we've seen, the skin is pretty tough.
Yes.
Nice little shelf.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can sort of, put tape player on it and whatever.
Yes.
That fire is surprisingly bright. Is that?
This is a rite of passage. There are parallels in Earth culture. For example, the Maasai warriors of Africa kill lions in order to be recognized as adult warriors. I think I understand what it is you're doing.
Not Chaka flickering very much, is it?
No, it's not. It seems remarkably steady.
Yeah, it's normally they don't miss a trick like that. Yeah, that must really have stung.
Keka?
Mm-hmm.
This is the picture Shakar painted earlier. It's all it's missing is whatever he went out to catch. Yes, he doesn't look happy. We've had a laugh, we've shared food, but I'm still going to eat you.
Yes, now you're going to be food. It's quite possible, they said, Daniel, here's a razor blade, just nick yourself slightly.
Yeah, can't we use fake blood? No.
No, real blood looks better.
I think I've just been marked for death.
Can't we use Jack's blood? Christopher, come here, we want you.
I can't shave at the minute because I have two cuts.
Teal'c, we're moving out.
Behind you. He knows it's coming.
Yes.
He is too cool at times.
Was it? That was just sort of casual. He even waited.
Yeah. And you see, the water's full of the damn things. Yeah,
some quite large ones.
Yeah, they want a seriously bigger host.
What?
One or more of you may have become host to a Gaul during your watch.
And Teal'c's put two and two together, so he figures there's a good chance of at least one of his companions of... under the influence.
Actually, he's put one and one together.
Yes, yes. Unus and Unus and come up with Unus.
What's the plural of Unus? Unus is Unus like mouse? Is it both singular and plural?
I'd be happy with that.
I've been on this planet for weeks.
Then perhaps you maintain the pretense of being human.
I think I would know if there was a snake in my head.
Yes, well, that's the point. You would know, but you wouldn't admit it to anybody.
No, you know, in fact, well, no, you wouldn't know. The thing which has become you would know.
Yeah.
Fossil, maybe that's why.
Enough. Relinquish your weapons immediately.
Hold on. How do we know you're not one of them?
Symbiotes can't blend with a Jaffa.
Yeah? Well, look at my neck. Do you see a scar?
A Goa'uld may enter through the mouth, leaving no visible scar. Therefore, it may be impossible to tell who among you has been taken and whom has not.
And, of course, Sam's just pointed out that the symbiote's back didn't have a Naquida. Yeah, he's got an answer for everything, hasn't he? This is Teal'c in real alpha male mode.
First Alpha Jaffa.
Yes.
Well, he did lead.
Yeah, 10,000.
10,000 for what, about 80 years?
For a long time, yeah.
Certainly 50 years. So certainly longer than any of these people have been alive.
Yeah, he was so good at it. Poff has built him a rather small house. You don't want to pamper him, do you?
Oh, heaven forfend.
What about Daniel?
None of you can be trusted.
Yes, none of you.
You think you can bring Daniel back alone?
I do. And I will.
I believe him as well. If Teal'c says he's going to do something, he does it.
Sergeant Coburn.
Coburn.
One or more of our team may have been compromised by a gold parasite.
Since Daniel were mentioned, we should refer to his name for Teal'c in this episode.
Which was?
Captain Caterpillar.
And we've got Major Coburn on gate duty, who for some reason was called Sergeant Coburn. So either he's got severely demoted in the last few episodes.
Or it's a typo. Or Teal'c made a mistake. Or is he referred to as that in the transcript or the commentary or by Teal'c?
Bind their hands and feet tightly with those. I will then do the same to you.
By Jack.
Jack's a little stressed.
Yes. Notice Teal'c brought cable ties with him. As if he had read the script.
Also note, and it's a nice piece of authenticity there, the increasingly stubbly Daniel. But is he so subtly that he's gone over to the dark side?
strain. Come on. No, more effort, Daniel. That's a big rock.
Yeah, Daniel, you're not quite that buff yet. Give it another 2 seasons.
Yes, I wasn't going to kill you, honest. Well done, special effects department. At least it sounded heavy.
Did the Unus actually ward off the bullets with its hand, or was the soldier firing and missing?
I can help you with that. If you let me.
I don't know, I suppose this... he wasn't carrying a weapon. When you've got claws like that, you go with your hands, don't you?
But I'm just wondering, because the soldier did fire off 4 or 5 shots and holes in the Unus.
Well, like you said, his palm, or the back of his hand, is probably much thinner than his chest, so he may have been hit.
I'm telling you, it's got to be Hawkins.
Trust in me, O'Neill.
What if I'm not O'Neill?
Then I was not talking to you.
Fantastic line that is from between Jack and Teal'c. I'll make sure he's in.
Now, what if one of those Unas come by? What do we do then?
Teal'c didn't have any other choice, Captain.
Yeah.
I'd hope that trained military people, even under pressure, if you fired five rounds from a 9mm, would hit a target that big.
One would hope so. That's a bullet.
Well, certainly. Ooh.
That's green.
Nothing like that's come out of my body before.
Shaka. What is Shaka?
It's his name, Daniel. Haven't you seen this episode before?
Daniel wants to be friends. That's a nice...
Look, obviously we don't need to be enemies here. I mean, I want to go home. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, it has been a hoot. But, I did just pass up the chance to kill you, so I was kind of...
You know, it's sort of a... Although it looks as though it's scabbed over and then the scab's fallen off and you just have the mark until the skin renews itself, which is a little fast. All things considered. Of course, we don't actually know how much time has passed there.
No, anything from a couple of hours, a cat nap, to, 6 or 7 hours. Mm. How long is a day on this planet for a start?
Yes, that's
right. Right, fast, Daniel. Yeah, how dare you deface our historical wall? Yes.
Not a go, owl. Then why didn't you say so? Could have straightened this whole thing out.
Yeah,
this
Sam's
is a nice
amused.
Exchange, which I'm assuming you will be dropping in.
Oh, yes.
So which one of you is it?
Well, you can see Hawkins has been...
Yes.
All right, anybody with a snake in their head, raise their hand.
Yep.
Damn.
Oops.
Raise your hand if you're... Gould.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, should have said that, Jackie. You may have bought yourself a couple of extra minutes.
Here's a question. Plays even non-system Lord Arrogance. Identify the leader of the group and take him out. Speaking personally, from that situation, I picked up the gun and started firing at Amanda and spraying across.
You know, Hawkins has probably been under the influence now for a couple of days.
I knew if there was a Goa'uld among you, he would be strong enough to free himself.
That's one hell of a bet.
Yes.
Till's really, really proud of himself this episode.
Oh, he's a smug git.
He's been able to prove his tracking skills. He's identified a threat, neutralised the threat.
In the coolest way
yes,
possible.
Yes, able to...
You know, he caught everyone else's hands first, but he goes for Ottman's feet first.
Yes, handy that, isn't it?
I'm glad that's over with.
You didn't see that coming, though, did you, Teal'c? And Rotham
gets
shot.
Guess, holding him. Now, in fairness, we've seen Goa'uld-infected people get up from worse than that.
Yes, we have. But most of the system lords we've seen have been in that sarcophagus for decades.
Mm-hmm.
It may be an immature symbiote, mature enough to fly and jump out the water at him.
Fish, little fish flying in the water.
Yes.
Meet up with Colburn. Head back to the Stargate.
Yeah. How long do you figure he was a Goa'uld?
Could have been the whole time, we just didn't know.
Nobody's really shedding any tears over Rothman.
Yeah, he was a ghoul.
Yes, sod him, didn't like him anyway.
Well, Jack certainly didn't. Like me when a certain Irish radio celebrity died, but I was actually quite happy. I couldn't stand that, Alex. Can you leave that B word in?
I don't know. What was that? I didn't hear it.
Oh, good, fine. Doubtless you'll hear it in the edit.
Yes,
indeed. Assuming this... actually survives to get to an edit and is in fact recording.
Of course, this is on the soundstage.
Mm-hmm. And a cave floor too flat to appear in nature.
Yes, but as we learn later on, this is actually where these Unas live.
Mm-hmm.
Where the floor is worn smooth by millions of footsteps.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll work.
We're very close behind.
Unas? Unas? Yeah.
Who knows?
Yes. Who knows? Who knows?
Yes. Okay. You see the resemblance in the prone figure.
That's right. There's not much of it. It's some.
This way.
This indeed is Daniel.
Well, I think it's more the red blood.
This way. Yeah, that helps as well. This way with an arrow.
Help, 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 I'm being repressed.
Help, I'm a prisoner in a toothpaste factory.
I thought you didn't watch Big Bang Theory.
Well, that's an old joke.
Look, I know we've got the beginnings of a beautiful friendship here, but I'm not sure your folks are going to understand.
So, this is either Chocker's father or
the tribal leader.
Yes.
Or cower. Look, Dad.
Definite pack psychology. Food. Yes. It's on two legs. What the hell do you think this is?
It's a two legs.
Yes. It's a very particularly ugly Unas. Shades of Red Dwarf, and luckily, since we've done this episode before, I remember it was the Guelphs.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I marry him?
I need a new wife. He looks delicate.
Don't shoot yet.
I said you could have one friend over for the sleepover. Vincent Hammond plays this Unas, and he's not happy.
You're going to say Unai, weren't you?
Dion Johnson plays Shaka. He's been in 9 Stargate episodes, both as human and various aliens.
For her appliance of the week.
Yes.
This started out as some sort of rite of passage. I think the alpha male was expecting the younger one to offer me up for some kind of feast.
That's it, Daniel. You tell him. You're making it up, really.
Yes, Daniel, because not even you work with your bloody skills could you pick up a language that fast. Point of reference.
I gave him magic chocolate.
Friends?
Don't! I think the younger one's trying to tell the clan that he's found something good for them.
That's one hell of a bone.
And they're buying that?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, even I can figure out this one. He's mad. They were able, with trick photography, to make 6 or 7 Unas appear, when even though there are only 2 actors doing the job.
And 2 suits.
Just minor alterations of the facial features.
Looks, actually, the larger Unas suit looks similar to the suit James Earl Jones was wearing in Thor's Hammer.
It wouldn't surprise me one bit if it were the same one.
Yeah.
Never goes well when you bring weapons to a party.
That depends entirely upon what side you're on. And Teok was like,
go on, Shaka, go get him.
To him, it looks like a minor annoyance. It's like,
it doesn't it?
It's a guy that's been shot 15 times.
Got to figure what Shaka's going to do to him that could be worse than that.
He's going to drown me.
Yeah, that'd probably
do it. Maybe there's a soft spot in the back of the neck.
Oh, they've got very low lung capacity and...
Yes.
You know, a small heart, although you wouldn't think it. Either way, he drowns very, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose if his lungs are damaged as well.
Well, if his lungs are damaged and, I mean, there's water flooding into the chest cavity from all the holes...
He's just become the alpha male.
He pulls the body of the leader up and water starts pouring out of the bullet holes.
Yeah.
I've seen it done.
Yes, in Yosemite Sam, which is a reference.
No, it was Scrooged, wasn't it?
Hmm?
Scrooged, the Bill Murray movie.
I don't recall water pulling out of bullet
holes. No, it was whiskey.
No.
Yes. So, Shaka is now the leader.
Yes. And Jack said, right, can we shoot him now?
Daniel says, no,
we
need him later.
Somebody.
I have to go now. Thank you. Shaka.
I've done all this, now you're leaving. I want to show you to my mother.
She's prettier than you. Although you're more effeminate.
Shaka. We're only assuming that is actual name.
What'd that mean? I have no idea.
It could mean boner. Sorry, referencing the in-betweeners there.
I think I've just been invited to come back one day and find out.
Something that Peter DeLuise says, which I would never have got in a million years. Mm. You remember the footage of the Bigfoot they got?
Yeah.
That the exact same movement he did.
So Bigfoot is actually in earnest.
Hey, why not?
I think it might be a tad more predatory.
Now, from that, Daniel gets, we've got an invitation to come back.
Yeah, that's a bit of a stretch.
Yes. Yeah, it's not a bad episode. It builds on the mythology we already have. And, of course, it plays out in a few episodes later, which is always a good thing about this franchise.
It's nice to see something actually play out, because we haven't really.
A little bit of trivia. During filming, they broke three of the staff weapon props. Not working as in actual fire, but the ones that actually open up and give a little spark off.
They don't actually fire. I'm sure the US military would be interested in it.
Yes, pretty good weapon, that'd be.
Oh, can we borrow this?
P90 first use in this episode, as I said. It's a Belgian weapon made by FN Herstal.
So from the Flemish side of Belgium than the French side then.
Yeah, the bloodthirsty side of Belgium. It's not all chocolates from Belgium. They make serious weaponry as well.
We make chocolates.
Yeah, everybody likes chocolates. Well, not everybody, but I'm not sure about Belgium chocolates. They always seem a bit too fancy.
There are no brines. We make chocolates.
Have I never heard of that brand?
One of my Weight Watchers class actually is making chocolate.
Oh,
strangely enough. Yeah, and she's starting other business making chocolate.
Ooh, that's serious temptation, isn't it? But yeah, then again, I suppose if you make it, you know, it's
really a good idea. Next week's recording will be of Scorched Earth, about relocating some... I'm not actually going to read the copy that's on the transcript site because it's just woeful.
Yes.
Basically, it references marauding aliens and, you know, you got SG-1 sweeping in as the good guys and apparently morally and almost Star Trek-ily superior to anything else.
Yeah, a big CGI episode, whereas this was a prosthetic episode.
On the next Stargate SG-1.
You are all heroes to my people.
He's giving a doomed race a new home.
You must all flee. It comes this way.
What does?
Until a threat of unknown origin invades their world.
It's changing the environment to support an entirely different kind of life.
Now, two civilizations stake a claim.
The Incarans must leave or they will die.
Only one can survive.
We're not going to sit around and watch these people get slaughtered.
And you're willing to blow up that ship to do that?
Give me another choice.
And O'Neill must make the toughest decision of his career.
Once you detonate the reactor, there's no turning back.
But whose blood will be on his hands?
Tell me you're not on that ship!
Richard Dean Anderson stars on the next Stargate SG-1.
That was the first ones. Not a terrible episode, and I says it's...
And that's with the microphone raised up to the side of my head.
Yeah, it'd probably easier. Yep. I'll just cut that bit out.
And that was my attempt at the Unus chanting. That was all to benefit of episode mode.
Yes, just the extras you get, recording of the Gategast.
We have choke ourselves for authenticity.
Okay then, folks, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with... what episode was it? I've forgotten already. Scorched Earth.
Well, technically, it should be Scorched Planet.
Well, Earth as in...
Dirt, oil, not Earth, yes. As in planet Earth.
Yes.
Yes, it is. But it's capital E, anyway.
Yeah.
Note to self, bring the disc up.
Ah, true, right.
Hi, folks, and thanks for listening, downloading, etc., etc., etc. If you need to email us, the email address is gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. If you need to find the podcast, somebody gave it to you, you got it through an online subscription, we're on iTunes as Gatecast. We're also listed on Podcast Alley and Podcast Pickle. If you want to leave feedback, you can record an MP3 and email it to gatecastpodcast@gmail.com. You can also leave us feedback on the website, that's gatecast.phasecast.com. There is the Facebook group, which is The Gatecast. And finally, you can also tweet us, we're The Gatecast on Twitter as well. Thanks very much for listening, and hope to hear from you next week.
Anyway.
We shall see you next week.
Yep, see you next week, folks.
Bye.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan and Mike. Technical support from Scott. Visit Gatecast at gatecast.co.cc.